todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is May 10, 2012. This is episode 89 of the To Do List Home podcast. Make meals to eat, save money, and be healthy. Or permaculture principle number 9. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Take On Me by A-ha, recorded on Hunting High and Low from 1985. This is one of my old-time favorite rock videos. It was especially hip for the time when it came out. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your resource for information on retiring at the age of 55 or younger, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency and reliance, home improvement projects, and reviews of companies, products and services to make it all happen. We're trying to make a better life, and this is how we will get there. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. On our to-do list today is Make Meals to Eat, Save Money, and Be Healthy, or Permaculture Principle number 9. Permaculture, as you may know, is a philosophy of ecological design which attempts to develop sustainable human settlements and agricultural systems modeled from natural ecosystems. There are 12 principles to permaculture, and number 9 is use small and slow solutions. Slow and steady wins the race, and in this case, slow and steady and incremental savings will lead to earlier retirement than if you don't do those things. Small and slow systems are easier to maintain than big ones, so saving $5 a day is easier than saving $500 a day, and making use of local resources like the food in your refrigerator and pantry produce more sustainable outcomes than having a quick bite to eat at Chipotle or McDonald's every day. In regards to today's topic, saving a little bit of money every day by using more of your home resources to feed you all day long will turn into a large amount of savings over time and aid early retirement plans. This topic fits in with the early retirement series. Early retirement to me means that I am no longer dependent on my current wage for my livelihood. Of course, I will still work in early retirement, but I am free from the financial responsibility that earning a wage currently requires of most of my days and waking hours. I have a 5-part plan to retire early, and it consists of 1. Save more money. 2. Improve home production, meaning produce more things at home for myself and my family. 3. Assess and cut the budget. It's painful, but needs to be done. 4. Develop income-generating streams and assets. Todolisthome.com, for example. And 5. Plan for future living. Can't continue to live in an expensive Northern Virginia suburb if I want to be retired someday. So today's topic is related to part 1, save more money. With the activity of planning and making more meals at home implemented into your lifestyle, you can save over $3,000 per year. I do, or at least I come pretty close to it. That's $3,000 derived from my experience of bringing my own breakfast and lunch to work. Breakfast at $5 and lunch at $10 is a fair amount for where I work in Northern Virginia. So $15 a day times 20 working days per month equals $300 per month times 12 months equals $3,600. So you see, I'm being a little conservative when I just say saving $3,000. The potential is for me, if I was very diligent about this, $3,600 a year I could save. So to me, that's a savings of $300 achieved by preparing my own meals. Now, of course, I have to go out and purchase the ingredients, or rather my wife does. I'm very lucky in that regard. And once that's done, the cost is still many times less than if I was to pay somebody else to make my meals, all of them, for me every day. Making our own meals is a lost responsibility in America. This is something that humankind did for thousands of years and then gave up the responsibility to complex systems that have claimed to do it faster and cheaper. If you combine the activity of making your own meals with episode 86's lesson on how to live better with less car, then your yearly savings can be like mine and exceed $12,000 per year. No kidding. $12,000 saved can mean an earlier retirement, and that's where we're headed. Sure, it means we have to work a little bit more and take on more responsibility for the way we live and what we depend on, but the rewards are worth it. I know folks who spend money on lunch every day. I know some folks who insist on being served their lunch like their special royalty every day, to include tips, and they put it all on credit cards time after time. I know it's hard to be strict and not enjoy meals prepared outside of the home, but exceptions can be made, just not very often. Sometimes you have to go out with coworkers and friends, and the rewards you get from that do far exceed saving $5 or $10 for lunch or breakfast. But I suggest that if you must eat out, that you bring cash. Cash is a great limiting factor because it's finite. You hold it in your hand, you keep it in your pocket, and you can only have so much at any one time. Psychologically, handing over cash is harder than handing over a credit card or a debit card. So what kind of meals can you make at home to save money? Well, the obvious are the meals that we eat at home, but in my example, I like to take breakfast and lunch with me to work. Our family practice is to take our own meals whenever we go out to play somewhere as well. For breakfast, I usually have fruit mixed with orange juice in a blender, and that's enough to get me to the office. I also make a habit of bringing along a yogurt cup and granola to mix with it. Other items sometimes will be cheese and crackers or home baked goods or sandwiches. For lunch, I usually bring along leftovers from what we ate the night before. There is always a salad included, especially now that it's mid-spring and our gardens are producing lettuce, chard, spinach, radish, and herbs for us. We grow sprouts in our home from fall to spring, and they are a regular addition to my lunches and breakfast sandwiches. And I give sprouts a lot of credit for keeping me healthy all winter long. I also prepare pasta salads and have a recipe for my own terrific pasta salad in today's show notes. I make sandwiches but try to avoid cold cuts. In the summer, I especially like cream cheese and cucumber sandwiches made with cucumbers that we grow in our own backyard. I also like to make egg salad and tuna salad to mix up the lunches. My wife buys chips in bulk sometimes, and, you know, I can't help myself to indulge when they're available. Trying to buy a bag of chips in a store can cost as much as $3 or more. I have some links in today's show notes at todolisthome.com that lead to other episodes explaining more about early retirement and ways to achieve it. But more related to today's episode, there's a number of links to sites full of ideas on how to make your own meals and save lots of money. More importantly, by not wasting that which you have at home, you are taking a major step towards living better. It's a long, slow process. But we do have the time to make it happen. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.